This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Reaction has been mixed in the wake of President Biden pardoning son Hunter's tax and gun convictions.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday. And he said in his statement last night that once he made the decision to issue the pardon, there was no sense in delaying it further.
ABC's Karen Travers. Madison, Wisconsin Judge Jacob Frost on Monday restored collective bargaining rights to teachers and other public employee unions that were stripped away by the legislature in 2011. An appeal to the state Supreme Court is likely. Swiss prosecutors say Right to Die activist Florian Willett was released on Monday after more than 2 months in custody over the reported first use of a so-called suicide capsule. Investigators ruled out the possibility of an intentional homicide. This is ABC News. Believed to have been held in Gaza, officials have confirmed the death of an Israeli-American soldier in the Hamas sneak attack more than a year ago.
We understand that he was killed on that initial battle on the morning of October 7th. The IDF initially thought that perhaps he had just been wounded and dragged into Gaza. He was attacked in a tank that he commanded. He apparently did not survive. There now remain only three hostages that are believed to be alive who have American citizenship.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The Supreme Court took arguments on the ban on flavored e-cigarettes.
The agency says that those candy flavors like Juicy, the Jimmy Juice Man, Peachy Strawberry, and Icy Pineapple Express are dangerous. They hook kids. But the industry today made a strong argument, rather, that those flavors are really good for adults who want to quit smoking and that there's actually a real benefit to public health. So we'll have to see how the justices weigh that science.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight-up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small-time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried how I like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber in places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A low of 15 overnight with northwest winds around 5.
Badgers go up in the rankings.
Partly sunny Tuesday.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college
Tuesday
basketball.
Night,
Wisconsin's gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top
Wednesday's
25
high,
poll.
37
now ranked
with a few
11th
snow showers
in the
possible.
Tonight the Badgers
Thursday,
host the
partly
Michigan
cloudy,
Wolverines.
Breezy and
at the Kohler
Center. A high
Bucks
of 23.
To take on the
Friday
Pistons
partly mostly
NBA
cloudy and a high of 29.
In tournament
and
play.
Saturday
NFL,
mostly cloudy.
Packers defensive back Jair Alexander working out with the team. Trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before it all.
The Packers are 9-3. The Lions 11-1. And in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. And this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, look at weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations. expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million, rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dam, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky of the overnight as lows drop to the middle teens. Our winds will be light. Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Southwest winds turning gusty in the afternoon. High temperatures warming to the upper 20s to near 30. It's 24 at our studios.
And it's Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, Wisdem's chair, Ben Wickler, makes a run for the DNC. Also, Susan Webb Yackey talks about finding common ground in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Is unending love, the promise. There is so much more. These are the things I'm thankful for.
Jane says. Hey, good morning. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. Jane and Greg are off today, stretching out the long weekend. They so burned so well.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swinging, jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing, bushels of fun.
I'm Matt Rothschild.
Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell twist. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in jingle square. When the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time. In a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the park. Mix and mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell ride.
The advice is the birds are real hungry right now. It's hard for them to find food. It gets below freezing. They need a lot of fat. So please put some suet out. You got suet in a suet cage. Baby suet, that's great. But even
I'll let you drive around my mind.
Chop up some of that suet cake.
I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Play me like a fool. Like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey. Pop another peel. Money makes you happy. Heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. You can go.
Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors.
Rightly Talk Just Radio me is alone. Surely the first of the right, because at least in my estimation, the left did not see that as a threat. And there are also other things you have to remember, that what happens to the radio industry over the course of the decade. So they got rid of the fairness doctrine in the 1980s. In the mid-90s, they got rid of the rule that limited ownership of any one company of a number of media properties they could own in any market. So when they allowed these companies to start buying up not only the newspaper, but the television station, and I'm going to buy two radio stations, and the whole logic behind that was this was going to make media and radio so much better, because we'd have all of these little stations that could now do radio, you know, and they wouldn't have to wait how more music or rock and roll music or you know, there's just so much more freedom. That is not what happened. The only people this deregulation did good things for were the people who were buying up radio stations and then consolidating everything and getting rid of having the staff and running three stations, not with the staff of one. So that whole premise that this was going to bring more opinions and more news did not happen. And like I said, I think the left was lazy about appreciating the impact that this was going to have, especially when Rush Limbaugh, who's probably the standard bearer for this, I think when he started, he sold himself more as an entertainer as opposed to a serious political commentator. That changed as he got more powerful. He used that as a much bigger bludgeon. And in my estimation, led the way to the force discourse that we have now among people who are elected officials. Rush Limbaugh is the one who, I believe it was called Sandra Fluke, a slut, because she wanted to have birth control. So this kind of paved the way for that kind of rhetoric and that kind of hateful framing of the other. And again, us othering each other only helps them.
And while you were in radio at the time, it must have been kind of horrifying for you to hear what was coming out.
Well, I was in music radio, but the equivalent for music radio were shock jocks and on rock stations, and they would say the most vile, revolting sexual jokes, and that was big in the 80s, and then Howard Stern, of course, became the standard bearer for that. I have never listened to Howard Stern. I've been told many times, oh, he's changed and it's much better, and okay, that's fine. That was never my cup of tea. That was never my kind of cure.
I heard him when he was getting going. 1980, 1981, 1982, I was living in D.C. And it was just unbelievable stuff was on the radio. And then politically here in Wisconsin, Right Wing Talk Radio, Charlie Sykes et al., what role did they play?
It was massive. It really was massive. And I have to give credit where credit is due, because some of those hosts did a remarkable job of taking facts, turning them completely around and upside down, and ending up blaming the Democrat and not the Republican. It was a really impressive feat to watch some of these guys turn everything upside down and inside out so that their guy came off looking good and the other person was the demon. It was really something to witness. I'm not quite sure I would ever be that mentally flexible, so I guess I have to give credit where credit is due. But there were lots of falsehoods and lies and smears that then became just accepted as truth, especially because I listen to this guy and I trust him.
And the repetition, the force of repetition.
Over and over, the pounding of the messages. Keep it short, keep it simple, repeat it over and over. Joseph Goebbels was the one who said it about propaganda, and that's what we're still living with today.
And is it liberating for you to be on civic media and be able to speak your mind in a way that maybe you couldn't before?
I cannot tell you how grateful I am for this opportunity. Seriously. Like you said, I've been in this business for four decades. Most of it was in music radio, but even then, I was never overly political. I certainly had a lot of opinions, which was not a shock to anyone who's ever worked with me for any amount of time. But that wasn't my role at that time. So I do find it immensely freeing to be able to say what I think and hopefully to get people to think and laugh and learn at the same time. I don't believe in lecturing people to get them to my side. I don't think that's effective. I want us to like each other, and I want us to learn things together, and then I want us to appreciate things together. And once we have a little bit of that back and forth going, then we can talk about harder things and hopefully come to some place in the middle, because I don't believe everyone is always
holiday
right or
deals
always
deals you can't
wrong.
Miss. Living room sets, adjustable bases, and
what
more. On sale now at A-Plus Furniture
radio,
in Richland
Charlie
Center.
Charlie Sykes and all those guys play forever.
Take
five,
off your
five.
Sweater now.
Middle
it's my
North
turn. And I'll do you one better. That's
Anderson.
The game.
Why good?
We both like to play. You wink, I laugh. We know a little hug leads to a foot rub. Then a hot tub. Then a French kiss. On a bed rub. Do you like it?
It's unsafe.
Cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're approximately 8 million
good times,
current or former
great company,
smokers at high
safe
risk. That's why Saved by the Scan Doctor wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan
genetic
that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds.
You
stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SavedByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Glenic Plumbing and Heating.
The
Rod Alba Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. All you're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. A guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
Dark, baby.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Ford.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts. Including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlum.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I understand. I thank God for every day I wake up to the soft touch.
Good, is it? The only thing I'd have done different, a couple things I would have done differently. First of all, I went to
upgrade your sleep. Get the queen size copper infused mattress for only $700 and A-plus furniture. Don't wait.
For pardons between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the typical time when presidents decide whether they should pardon. And the other thing, in a statement, you know, I wouldn't have gotten into, well, this was wrongful prosecution.
Jingle bells,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. All I have to say is, look, I'm a dad. My son's been in trouble. He's getting his life together. I'm going to help him out. Here's the part. I don't think many people could have found a lot of things. Maybe she can. Dashing through the snow. I do think, I don't know a lot of dads. Chad said, my son doesn't make his spirits bright.
I'm sure. It is to ride and sing a saying song tonight.
into what Chad's talking about going with this idea that slaves who have the power, you know, get away with things that the rest of us don't. And also, the lying about it ahead of time is really troublesome because it fuels the impression, and it's a wrong impression, that all politicians are the same, all politicians lie, all politicians are out for themselves. I can't believe any politician. The whole thing is wrong. Every single politician is the same. It's just not true.
Ground is
so
white.
By let's make it while we're young. Idea,
take the girls tonight and sing this swinging song. I just get a bobtail mag.
240
for your steed.
I'll invite
him to an open sleigh, you know, and man, you'll have jet speed.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
React
reaction has been mixed in the wake of President Biden pardoning son Hunter's tax and gun convictions.
We know that the president had talked to his family about this potential pardon over the weekend. Senior staff was informed on Saturday night that there was a possibility that he would do this, and he made up his mind yesterday. And he said in his statement last night that once he made the decision to issue the pardon, there was no sense in delaying it further.
ABC's Karen Travers. Madison, Wisconsin judge Jacob Frost on Monday restored collective bargaining rights to teachers and other public employee unions that were stripped away by the legislature in 2011. An appeal to the state Supreme Court is likely. Swiss prosecutors say Right to Die activist Florian Willett was released on Monday after more than 2 months in custody over the reported first use of a so-called suicide capsule. Investigators ruled out the possibility of an intentional homicide. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Badgers go up in the rankings. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jair Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. Practice is so important. You gotta see it before we go down that road.
Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you get December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race, and this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly to mostly cloudy sky in the overnight as lows drop to the middle teens. Our winds will be light. Tuesday, look for a mix of clouds and sunshine. Southwest winds turning gusty in the afternoon. High temperatures warming to the upper 20s to near 30. It's 24 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber in places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, we discuss how the heck do we evaluate if the Donald Trump 2.0 presidency is a success? I'd like to hear from you, MAGA voters. Tune in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Good morning. I hope it's getting better. Matt Rothschild here, subbing in for Jane Mantner. The man upstairs was listening when mama asked him to bring daddy home. The number to call here is 855-752-4842. That's
elected to Madison's County Council 3 times in the 80s and served as president of the council in the 83. And from 2005 to 2016, he was the executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans. But Billy Feichenberg can't spell retire. He was out there organizing for Kamala Harris this fall. Billy, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Pleasure, Kamala. Why don't you give me your reaction when Kamala Harris lost?
Well, my personal reaction was very disheartened and disappointed and angry. But, you know, weeks before the election, all I can remember is with my closest friend, I had said that, you know, if you think about it, Donald Trump used to be crazy. In 2020... lost by 3 states, about 45,000 votes. And that's when he basically totally mismanaged the worst pandemic in the long, long, long history of America and our world. He only lost by 45,000 votes. So I was privately not as optimistic, even though I worked my buns off, whatever I could as an old man.
But it was so weird. I mean, you know, this man for the pandemic that cost but he was the traitor. I mean, he's going to go down the history books as a traitor. He was the guy who tried to overturn the Democratic election, the United States, Joe Biden. And yet here we have a majority of the voting public choosing him again. It's just so hard to wrap my mind around that. How do you wrap your mind around that?
Well, first place is, you know, since November 5th, the data doesn't show that he won a majority. Now, granted, he won. He won a fair and open election. Different than 2020, as you suggested in your comment. So, as I see it, is that we have a lot of work ahead of us, but don't want to throw everything out that we have accomplished in the past. And looking at the future, what are the issues? Well, the first place to start with is how do we rebuild the coalition? We have to have a 50-state solution. We shouldn't be putting aside certain states, no doubt about it. But before we get to that grandiose and very difficult task, we must at least rebuild the coalition, which is hard enough to do.
And how do you do that?
Well, first place, I say, first of that, I don't have all the answers.
Come on, I brought you on for all the
answers. Yeah, though, I don't have all the answers, and I'm not one of the insiders to have all the data. But clearly, there are certain basic things. Do we show to people, the working class in our country, that we really, truly do care? My belief, and what bothers me the most, is if you look at the Democratic Party versus the Republican Party, my belief still is the Democratic Party is the party of the working class. The problem is, that's not what the working class is telling us today in 50 states in our country.
We're not making the sales.
We're absolutely not making the sales, even though I think the Biden administration did a number of very, very, very positive things for the working class. But as you just said, we're not selling it. That's one. And the two, we're clearly not showing to people that we truly do care about people who are working every day or working 2 jobs a day or working 3 jobs over a week. And we have to come and do a better job of that. We need to communicate. We need to have programs. We need to really work hard at making sure the day-to-day activities are being met by specific legislation, whether it be at the federal, state, or local levels.
I think part of the problem was that Biden was and his staff we're crowing about the macroeconomic statistics. We're better than any of the European countries. We got out of the COVID period without a recession. We're having a soft landing. Citing, you know, macroeconomic statistics that are meaningless to people when their rent has gone up a lot.
Right.
And when gas early on was high. So it's gone down now. Car insurance is super high. You know, groceries are high. And so, you know, that didn't really compute.
And, you know, to be quite frank, I probably bought into that as well. I'm talking about myself now. And, you know, the reality is, until June 26th of this year, I really thought that not only Joe Biden, he is, go down as a good president. He made many mistakes. One of the mistakes he clearly made was he shouldn't have been running again until June 27th. When he had that terrible debate. But I also bought into that. I really think he could have still won. And that was a reality that just wasn't true.
You don't buy into that still?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely. No, no, I'm saying at the time, I want to be real frank, that I thought on June 26th he could still make a go of it and still win this election. I was wrong.
Well, you didn't have the information. None of us had the information about how out of it he was. I mean, that debate was just self-immolation.
And so part of it truly is, when you talk about selling, is a messenger. And the messenger has to be somebody, man or woman, who can really lay out in a very concise way what they are willing to do for working families in our country. And I think if we had a better messenger during that time, maybe things might have been a little different. But I'm still not convinced. Based on what I just said to you, but I think we have a bigger issue, which is, why is it that Donald Trump received 2 million more votes in 2024 than 2020? Why is it that 7 million more Americans decided not to vote in 2024 than in 2020? And what population, what voters should we, Democratic Party or the progressive community, be targeting to try to change their minds? Versus, there is a group of people in our country, I'm not sure at this point, as really an optimistic kind of guy, want to spend a lot of time right now working towards trying to change their minds, because we're not on the same, facts don't matter to some people.
I mean, it is hard. It's hard in so many ways, and I've had the maybe short-sighted view or egotistical view. If I'm nice to people who I know work for Trump, befriend them and talk to them reasonably about issues and listen to them, but eventually I can bring them up. I don't think I brought them up yet. I can't. Maybe there are a few people. It's just hard to know. And so the question is then, who do you talk to? Who do you spend your energies on? And then there's the question of whether the Cheney strategy is the right strategy. Whether having this big coalition of Liz Cheney and Bernie Sanders and AOC was working, or whether Liz Cheney turned people off. Certainly Dick Cheney turned people off.
Right.
And so,
again, on that particular one, I want to put it on the right out there, is that I thought part of the strategy of bringing in people like Liz Cheney was a good thing.
I bought into it too, but I'm not sure the facts at the end of the day bear us out.
Right, I understand that. I'm just want to be clear about who I am. And the bottom line is, as a former organizer, you got to start, what I was saying before was you have to start with the base. And that means to me, people we share common ground with, but decided for whatever reasons either not to vote or to, some of them, vote for Trump. Particularly, as an example, union members who clearly have invested interest in collective bargaining. So I think I would start with that population of voters before we go to the 50-state strategy of trying to, because I've always believed, as I was growing up, that having different views, political views, is okay. But we got to start with the same facts. And that is really what I'm really worried about, that we can't come together, whether we agree on the politics or the policies, on the same facts.
Well, that raises a whole separate issue, because, you know, there are two separate media universes that people are living in right now. And Jane Mann-Harris was talking about that.
So then it's hard, you know, you're in different worlds. Say X, and I say Y, and you say X, and I say negative X. It's just, it's bizarre.
And what's really troublesome to me is when I hear people say that Donald Trump is a successful businessman. That is furthest from the truth. If you look at the facts, he was not a successful businessman. Six bankrupts, got over $400 million from his father in years ago term money. But reality was, when he came into office in 2016, he came into office on the Obama the last 3 years. So he did fine. He did fine in terms of what it mattered to looking at how much jobs were created, economic growth. But my question, and one of the frustrating things, is he never changed the income inequality. He never made any changes like that. So where do we go with the working class and people losing jobs, which if you look at this administration, the Biden administration, increased the number of jobs by almost 16 million. And now, granted, that's some of the jobs that were lost during the pandemic. Donald Trump, at the end of his term, had the worst economic job creation since Herbert Hoover. So when we
happy holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet,
do,
where special orders for craft supplies are available.
I want to meet every day if I was still young.
You can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good smelling soap?
Exactly, they buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
Maybe I'll get
four free phones.
I think part of it though is
get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
A good one.
A good one. A master
detail.
Here's another hint. You know, he talked to some $100 towards accessories right away. We're not going to tax your tips. Purchase.
Visit
and for people
your
who are working in restaurants or doing other jobs,
at Richland Center,
tips.
Spring Green, you know, and Viroqua.
That was something he
Santa
was
Claus is
addressing
to
the,
arena.
You know,
Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club
and
Arena
he was right
VFW
with
are hosting Santa's
right
workshop
with
at the so Arena VFW.
You know, they had similar
kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members.
So this was a way that Trump was...
each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community. Some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive.
Absolutely.
And while the elves work their magic,
again, a reminder,
share their Christmas wishes and enjoy
the
holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop.
He and his allies were talking about in 2020.
Crappie Shop or Grandma Mary's.
The landslide didn't exist. Now, as a former politician, I understand you want to exaggerate, as you just said a few minutes ago. He's a master marketer.
Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club
and
Arena VFW.
Exaggerate. And in
hey,
this case,
wishing you a
when you have
Christmas
only won by 1.5% or less,
best wishes
the margin
from all of us
of
here
national
at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists
between Harris and Trump, that's no landslide. In fact, it's the third worst in terms of since the 1900s in terms of victories from a presidential campaign. Now he won. And he won decisively, but not a mandate.
No, but they always claim a mandate. I remember when Bush Cheney won, by the grace of the Supreme Court or by the notorious actions of the U.S. Supreme Court. And then right after that decision, some pundits were saying, oh, there should be a coalition government, or Cheney and Bush work through the middle. And no, they said, we've got a mandate, we're going to go far right.
As we reflect, as we reflflect, just we want to make sure we have the correct data as we try to make changes to do a better job the next time.
And we'll come back with Billy Feitlinger. I'm Matt Rothschild. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to pick up the conversation in just a minute.
WRCE.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight-up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small-time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked the cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from ITA and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He's really a definition of like why he loves body. Through all the fatherhoods first, he never stopped being me dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media apps you? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, Matt Rothschild with you this morning. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. James and Greg are off today. They'll be back tomorrow. I encourage you to call 855-752-4842 if you want to join the conversation with Texas. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'm here with an old friend of mine, Billy Feitlinger, who used to work for Russ Feingold and Vic Belt and Cassidy Falk. He did a lot of work organizing retired Americans here in Wisconsin. And, you know, about a month before the election, Billy calls me up and says, Matt, are you busy? Signs together. Come here, why don't you come over to this garage? Signs together. So that's what we did. It turned out the way we wanted. I had convinced myself that she was going to win this crush, that she did it. But we're moving on. And one person who may be moving on is Ben Whitler. How do you assess Ben Whitler's talents and his chances to become a national DNC chair?
Well, obviously, he's got a good chance, but Ben Whitler is the real deal. We got a golden treasure right here in Wisconsin. My first met him in 2018. I've got to talk with him. But boy, he's got to know what he's up to and knows what to do. But I have to admit, besides his political, his fundraising, his organizing skills, he brings a personal attribute that I think is really, really, really important to make a really whole person.
And, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, every human being has flaws.
But I got to tell you, Ben Whitford is the real deal.
And what is that personal attribute or one of the personal attributes that sticks out so much to you?
Well, first, he's a totally honest guy, very direct, no BS. And he also has a way of explaining things to the average citizen or people like myself who have not been a part of the inner circles in a way that explains things very clear to me in a very factual way. And I also think he brings a patience and a way of a very level-headed guy who has all these great skills, you know, like I said, that I think will be very advantageous at the national level if he is successful, which I think he has a good chance of being very successful. Obviously, from a personal, selfish reason, we have an upcoming election, and
And I worry about the April election because of all the work that he and his team and all of us around the state over many, many, many years since he's been the chair, where we got to win the Supreme Court race. It's crucial because people like yourself, Matt, and others like you,
so pretty when you make a
whole issue of mapping and things of that sort, fair mapping, is crucial to keep on making the change that we'll need in our state legislature, as well as on the whole issue of reproductive rights, if we don't have a Supreme Court that is open to the law.
Yeah, in that race this April, judge here in Madison, against the odious Brad Schimmel, who was Attorney General under Walker, who gave a slap on the wrist to Jensen rather than enforcing the law on Jensen, and is just a very unpleasant person. But yeah, the balance of this Wisconsin Supreme Court hangs on that election in April. And right now we're four liberals and three conservatives, and the liberal justice is stepping down. So 3-3, depending on who wins that race in April.
So obviously, from a selfish perspective, I worry about our state because you have to transition pretty quickly. After February 1st is when the DNC chair will be decided nationally, and I hope Ben Wickler wins. But there's a selfish reason, on a personal way, that I worry about it because we're going to have to transition pretty quickly into how we deal with this important race that you just mentioned, Matt.
I know they're just tremendous organizers across the board. One organization, but I bet they don't see what here in the state, they've been doing the good work. Deep canvassing at Jefferson County, deep canvassing with Milwaukee, deep canvassing in rural western Wisconsin. And that's very important. By deep canvassing, I mean not just knocking on doors for getting to know the voters, going back to them. You've done a lot of work.
Well, you know, especially the last 11 years of mine before I retired from full-time work, I worked for the, as you said, Reliance Retired America. And I learned a lot going around the state, not only regarding retiree issues, whether it be at the state or federal level, but also how seniors looked at other issues besides that. And so, yeah, I mean, I met a whole range of different people, some of whom agreed with me and some of whom did not agree with me. It was really enlightening for myself because I think one of the things that Ben did when he became the chair was look at blue, red, and purple counties around the state and try to target as much as possible as many of those different places around the state, not just in Dane County, not just in Milwaukee County. And as you can see by the record, he was incredibly successful. So here I am. I'm marketing this guy who I think is the real deal to be the national chair. On the other hand, I worry.
Yeah, I worry too. Of course, I'm a worrier. That's why I'm up at 3 in the morning. Can't get back to sleep. But look, Ben would be a huge asset to the Democratic Party. He's got vision. He's got great media skills, great communication skills, great fundraising skills. He's got the record to run on it. So I hope he gets it. He deserves it.
Like absolutely. Absolutely.
Wisconsin getting what they deserve. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. I'm Matt Rothschild. Thanks, Billy Feitling, for being my guest this
Thanks,
half
Matt.
Hour.
I really appreciate it. It's great.
And we'll be right back around the corner.
From the center, WRCE, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. imports. I drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber in places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.